Let me get to your stock picks then. And you mentioned the Oracle of Omaha, or Mr. Warren Buffett, or Buffet, as someone who I know used to call him. So you're picking Berkshire Hathaway, which is his company.
Okay, so Berkshire Hathaway, it's a US-based conglomerate involved in insurance, freight, rail transportation, utility businesses, reinsurance. But basically, I mean, the company's sitting on a market cap of $476 billion. You know, just looking at the share price, now this is the A share, $295,000 a share. At their last earnings per share number, which was for the year end December now, 2019, $49,000 per share, puts them on a PE of around 5.9 times. They're very expensive, but your viewers can go for the Berkshire B share. Which I think is trading at about 195 at the moment.
So we had the chart of the B shares up first.
Okay.
We went the cheap option. We figured not too many people have thousands and thousands of dollars.
We like it. And it's one of our bigger holdings.
So, I mean, it's also, as with the rest of the US markets, gotten whacked today.
Sure.
Do you think that's a short-term phenomenon and an opportunity to buy?
You know, if you've got, like I say, spare cash, just keep topping up. Rand cost, or in this case, dollar cost averaging would be the right thing to do. But we don't know where the bottom is.
Yeah. And actually, you're also picking a US stock. So
I'm going to Microsoft,
one of the go-go kind of tech stocks. Actually, maybe not quite a fang, but
But got a lot of cash. So I think in this time, I think you've got to identify which companies are being sold off for no reason. And I think the tech stocks, with their huge cash piles and their big global market shares, are going to be around after COVID-19. And now is just an opportunity, I think, if you didn't get that opportunity late last year, to actually start topping up on these things.
Yeah, we didn't actually mention it's Microsoft.
It's Microsoft, yeah.
Does Microsoft, with the incredible kind of advances in cloud computing, I suppose working remotely is going to be...
It's going to be a big thing.
A big thing.
Yeah.
Is that to their advantage, ironically enough?
Yeah, it is. I mean, a lot of people are also talking about Tencent, people playing games because they can't go to work anymore. You know? So, you know, sometimes these things actually, you don't think about it at the time because everybody's panicking, but they actually can work. I mean, we at work, we're talking about a plan that in the event that, you know, people can't come to work, you know, how do we still make sure the business runs if people have to be at home? So, you know, I think a lot of businesses are having that discussion now.
Yeah. Okay. Well, stay well, be safe. Don't go near anyone who's been on an Italian flight recently. Jonathan Nesson, thanks very much for joining us this evening. Jonathan Fisher from PSG Wealth, Santon Grayson, Nesson and I from Sassman Securities. That's where I leave things with you. Just a quick reminder. Tune in at 11 o'clock tomorrow. We'll be broadcasting First Rand's interim results presentation. In the meantime, have a good evening. I'm